Interesting development here in Florida. Former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson has been arrested over the failure to do anything to stop the Parkland gunman during the February 14th, 2018 school shooting.
Thank God. I've been waiting for this day for over a year.
Did you actually think it was going to come? I didn't. I thought they were going to let him have his pension and he was just going to, like, you know, ride off into the sunset.
No, I knew he was, and I knew that Coward Broward, the sheriff, he already got his.
Look at you nicknaming over here.
Yeah.
Surveillance video was released after the school shooting that allegedly showed him standing outside the building. Building 12 while the attack occurred. Video shows him arrive at the west side of the building 12, take a position, but he never actually goes in. During that time, 17 people lost their lives in the attack. He is now under arrest, so we'll give you more updates as that happens. This is the ultimate case of karma, and God, do I love this. A black hotel employee had an awesome response to a racist white lady, and it's gone viral. The guy's name is Craig Brooks. He's a guest service employee at Holiday Inn Express in Austin, Texas, and that's pretty much the person that, like, will take your phone call and welcome you there, kind of like the face of when you walk in.
Okay.
Just so imagine that. You're walking in, you're seeing somebody. After taking an unnamed woman's credit card info on the phone to book a room, she said she'd be there in about 10 minutes. He responded, "Well, we'll see you when you get here." But he didn't hang up the phone right away. According to him, the woman said, "F that N-word."
Wow.
While still on the line. Well, when the woman showed up at the hotel about 10 minutes later, he calmly explained to her that she would not be permitted to stay at the hotel. Listen to this exchange, and good for him.
"But you called me a
stay here. My mother died.
I understand that, but you called me a
No, I'm sorry.
You weren't sorry when you said it on the phone.
I was. Listen, there was
no,
people screaming
but at the end of the day, and the climate that we live in today, society,
I was sorry.
I understand that, but it's above me now.
I need a room tonight.
Well, there's the best restaurant next door.
No, please, let me hear. My daughter's here.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, I was on the phone when you said it.
I said, I'm sorry. Please, I've had a horrible day.
And I had a horrible time when hearing that.
He won't let me in.
It's above me. She called me a
sir, my grandma just
I understand that, but
notice, like, the daughter's not even, like, really having a reaction, like, "Oh, mom, you did what?" It's like, "Our grandma died. She could call you the N-word."
Yeah, that is, like, just incredulous.
I have a
it's
question.
Above me.
Let me, please let me.
It's above me. Sorry.
I got my credit
the best
card.
Restaurant is next door.
Sir, the rest of our family
I understand
is here.
That, but it's above me.
Please. I
she said what she said.
I understand that.
Yeah, just because you lose somebody doesn't justify to treat somebody or talk to them derogatory.
100% correct.
I have a quick question, though. Please do not misunderstand my question. I'm just genuinely curious.
Go ahead.
Is this lady just, like, blatantly racist? Or I'm curious, what spawned that
I don't
response?
Know. We're only hearing one part of it. We're only hearing one side. And I don't know if she's always racist or it's like only when a family member dies she has to throw the N-word out there. Right. I don't know, but even I'm guilty of doing this too. Just because you're having a bad day or, like, whatever, in this case being racist, doesn't give you the right to talk to somebody that
way. I would say that if it is easy for her to say that in that type of situation, it is something that she puts into conversation on a regular basis.
That's terrible.
If you never, ever, ever use
that
word.
It didn't just slip out.
Yeah, it doesn't just slip out. Like, you are obviously used to using it.
He was so cool and calm and collected, so good for him. In reality, does it suck you out? But lady, there's a hotel right there. Like,
I think it was a great lesson, and he was very still even nice about it, even though she said such a horrible thing to him. I thought he was professional and kind, and, like, you know, he really had every right to go off on her, and he still didn't.
And finally, this is interesting. June, if you did not know, is Pride Month, the time to celebrate lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender history. A group in Boston is causing some controversy, though. They're announcing plans to host a, quote, straight pride parade this summer. Why are you laughing, Pork Chop? By the way, if you didn't know, Pork Chop on the show is bisexual.
It's just funny. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think anything is, I mean, the whole pride, I don't know.
No, hey, dude, it's cool, man. You don't have to hide what you feel. Feelings are feelings. A guy named Mark, who is part of a group that advocates, quote, on behalf of the straight community, announced that the parade is tentatively scheduled for August 31st. Mark included a proposed parade route that mirrors the path of the LGBT pride parade that takes place on Saturday. On social media, he wrote, quote, "We will have the streets closed and be allowed floats and vehicles. This is our chance to have a patriotic parade in Boston as we celebrate straight pride."
I just think this is stupid. Like, you're just really trying to just add flames to the fire here. It's just petty. It's, like, unnecessary.
What are you going to do? Like, I mean, I guess I've seen what, like a pride parade looks like. What are you going to do for a straight pride parade?
I mean, I guess it's just a parade, I guess. It's the same thing.
I'm super straight, man. No chance of me being...
What are they gonna do? You don't have to like the Pride Parade, and you don't have to go. But this seems dumb.
I've never been to a Pride Parade.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. In Indy, we're having the Pride Parade, and I'm working it. So.
Oh man, are you gonna like be working it, girl? Or are you just working it?
I'm working it, I guess. I don't know.
I want to see Porchup out there with some Joe and Alex show tassels.
We should have got something like that.
Some pasties.
Yeah,
I'll be. Fully,
would you do it? Would
no,
you do it?
I will be fully clothed.
Well, this is a disappointing thing.
Oh, I'll make sure not to wear those shorts with the fly open zipper.
There you go.
He's showing his pride for sure. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.